So we'll start with an overview of the technical requirements of the St George's Fashion Show, and this will be the first part of the podcast proper. So to give a bit of background, I started working with the fashion show in my second year, when I was helping out with the actual running of the sound equipment, and the following year I was then again involved with the sound equipment and some help with the lighting equipment, but that wasn't my main role. I then was involved quite heavily with the Monckton lighting equipment, and subsequently was asked to help with the lighting for the fashion show, which I have now done for the last couple of years. The fashion show started when I was first here. It was first put on in the sports hall, but due to technical problems and issues with the sports hall, it was moved to the bar, where it is now. And actually the bar has been quite useful, because it was quite an interesting experiment the first time, because people could get served drinks, and actually the capacity was reasonably large and the acoustics weren't too bad, compared to the sports hall where all the sound gets lost, and also the ability to light it was far improved in the bar. So that's where it is now. So it's the basic setup for lights wise are that we have two sets of main floodlights to the stage. We then have two spotlights, which are the follow spots, which are manned spotlights. And we then have some floor lanterns and some the large lights on the floor, and also some little lights called birdies, which are about 2 inches across in diameter, and there's lots of those spread across the floor of the stage which light the performers from below. So those are the basic lights. I'll give a bit of information as to where they're all positioned now. In fact, if you imagine, you'll know the bar quite well, presumably, but when I refer to parts of the bar layout, I will refer to the bar wall, the window wall. Obviously the bar wall is opposite the wall with the windows on, so that's the easiest way of referring to it. So if you're looking at the DJ booth, your bar is on your right and the windows wall are on your left, and then behind you is what I'll refer to as the back wall, or TV wall, as opposed to the opposite end, which will be the DJ booth wall, which I'll just refer to as the DJ booth wall. And so at the dance floor end, where the DJ booth is where the set is set up. So there'll be flats there, and also a stage. And we have a low-level catwalk with a stage area. So there's a square stage area and then a smaller, narrower catwalk that comes down the middle, which is slightly lower down to the ground. So those are the main areas that you'll be thinking about. The other area that I'll refer to is the corner at the back, so near the back wall where or the TV wall opposite the DJ booth. That wall is that little area is where we usually have something called the Golden Cobs Bar, which is quite a new little bar that goes at the back of the bar area. And behind that, there's quite a big space where the rugby team usually have their circles. But also that space is useful because that's where I usually run the lighting desk from, and also the sound desk can be run from there or behind in the DJ booth. It can be run from there as well. So that's the basic layout of the bar. Now, from a lighting perspective, it's also important to bear in mind that I'll refer to occasionally some of the partitions that come out from both the wall with the windows on and the wall that is nearer the bar. And those partitions, I refer to them by a number. Number one on the window wall and number one on the bar wall, which will mean the ones closest to the dance floor. So they'll be numbered 1, 2, 3, and so on. And that's really only useful for when I'm talking about the lighting and sound as well, because speaker positions might come into that as well. I can't remember what we did with the speakers last year, but some years we have had relays at different partitions down through the audience area, which is the bit from the dance floor onwards, towards the back TV wall. So now I'm going to talk about those lights I mentioned before. I listed the main ones that we use. So you've got the main floodlights, and also another term for lights that I may use, which I explained in my Moncton series of lectures, are luminaires, which a luminaire is a lighting unit, one single light unit. And a luminaire connects to a control box, which then connects to the lighting control desk, and also to a power supply. I will come to these parts all in turn, but just to let you know that that entire line from the light itself, the luminaire, to the control box, to the controlling unit, is called a channel. Okay, so that's just some basic terminology. So you have these big floodlights, and we have 8 of those for the fashion show, 4 for the left and 4 for the right of the stage, and they are positioned on lighting bars, which are then on tripods, which wind up. So those 4 lights each side are the main lights for the stage, and they can be coloured with something called a lighting gel, which is a filter that goes over the lamp itself. Now those gels, because we only have 8, it's best to use only a warm or cold tint, but if someone really wants a colour, you could take a left and a right channel out, a left and a right light, and make one of them a colour if you really need a colour. Before, we have just used red and a kind of a bluish or cold colour. Ideally though, you will have 2 lights each side which are warm colour, so just slightly kind of yellower light, and 2 each side which are a colder colour, which is more of a white or blue light, and then you can mix them to make a neutral colour, and that I'll come to in when I talk a bit about creative lighting design. So those are your 8 main lights, 4 on the left, 4 on the right, and they go on bars and they're on tripods, and we'll come to the setup of those in that section of the podcast. So those are your main floodlights. You've then got these floor lamps, which are large, probably about 8 inches across. Maybe more than that, actually. Maybe 10 inches across. And they are floor standing. And we have 5 of those every year. And what I tend to do is put one in the corners nearer the audience. So if you imagine you've got the square stage, the main big square stage where the dancing happens, and you've got the 2 corners nearer the audience, I put one in each of those corners. You've then got the catwalk down the middle, which is slightly lower, and I then put 2 other of the big ones, one of the big ones at the end of that catwalk, and then at the back corners of the stage you can put another 2, one in each corner. So you've got your square stage, the main stage, where you have one of these lights in each corner, pointing upwards towards the dancers, and then one at the end of the catwalk. You also then have these little lights called birdies, and we have 20 of those, and they come in a large square 1 meter by 1 meter box, and each has its own gel frame, which is the frames for the filters that slots in front of them, and they can be taped down to the stage, and then 4 of those connect to a large power distributor. Sorry if it seems a lot of terminology. When we're doing the setup, when we come to the setup, we'll talk more about the actual distribution of power to these separate lights. But what you really need to know is that each of these can be put on the same channel or a different channels. So you can have, well, not individually, but you could have all of those birdies on a separate, on one channel. So you have one slider controlling all of the little lights, and then you have one channel controlling the left side, or each individual light of the floodlights. Because the bar manager, Rich, likes to set up the Golden Cobs bar in the corner where we run the lighting from, what you have to do is, if you're running the light desk, in the past I've just got some bar stools and put them in the corner behind the partition there, and then laid on top of that a board, a wooden board of MDF, on top of the bar seats back there. So if you're looking at the DJ booth from the very back in the corner, that rugby corner, you're on the left hand side of the Golden Cobs bar, back there, and you can then operate the lights desk from a desk on top of that. It's pretty stable actually if you've got the bar stools there. Just make sure it's nice and solid. And also I use that area before, when I'm setting up the weekend before the actual show, I use that entire space, that entire back room, what used to be called the South Lounge, that area where the Golden Cobs bar is during discos, I use that entire area to set up equipment and use that as kind of my own private lighting space, which is really useful actually. So I think that explains enough about the basic setup of the lights. We'll come to the positioning of them in a later podcast, and the next part is going to talk about actually setting up the lights, and that's actually going to be a relatively long one because it's quite complicated. There's lots of bits of equipment and I'll have to go through it relatively methodologically so you can understand how what bits connect to what bits. It's relatively simple. You just have to pay close attention, and maybe have a listen to this close to the time when you've got the equipment in front of you. So that's the second part.